The U.S. Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good morning, Stephen Baz. Thank you, and a lovely work. We will hear you again this afternoon. $500 cash is on the table right now. Millsy close to putting it in his pocket. Don't let that happen. 9221 882. Phone your rumour through. Rumour file on the air after 7 o'clock, but taking your calls right now for Scarborough Toyota. Hey, Bob.
Hey, well, thank you, Basil, and a happy Wednesday to you and Millsy. Ian Sutherland and his girlfriend Alexa Lee just bought a house more than 100 years old in Quincy, Massachusetts. Now, in looking for a place, you might say they'd kind of set a bar.
We are looking for a neighborhood feel.
What they got were the makings of a neighborhood bar of sorts, the discovery of a boozy bit of history in their basement. It was a stash of dusty glass bottles, clay jugs, on shelves just behind a false wall.
It was totally sealed in, so we had no idea.
Most of those 56 bottles had alcohol in them, well-aged, you might say, for they are rare remnants from America's Prohibition era.
It feels like there has to be some type of story around it because of how well it was hidden.
Oh, there is a story. The story of Prohibition, going back to the nationwide ban on the production, storage, and sale here of any alcoholic beverages from 1920 to 1933.
And 183 8-gallon barrels of rye whiskey.
And maybe you've seen some of those old newsreels of the era. And Millsy, those are booze-busting officers laughing while using axes to destroy barrel after barrel.
Yeah, I remember some of those movies, particularly used to be on at midday. What other booze is still left that you could actually drink?
Well, I don't know whether you want to drink any of it, but there is some beer.
Definitely smells like beer.
And moonshine whiskey. Robert Clive, he's an expert on that period, explains why it's really hard to tell.
During Prohibition, alcohol was illegal in the United States, so you don't find a lot of things with labels.
Clive's conclusion, the bottles and the clay jars are worth more than whatever's in them. And Millsy and Basil, Ian and Alexa, are now trying to find how much and whether there are any other hidden treasures at their place in Quincy, Massachusetts,
I'd
yet
love to
be
visit.
Found.
I really would.
Thanks, Bob.